This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, 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 look at us. Look at us, Lamar, back on Zoom like the old days.
Like the old days, like where it all started. This right here, this is where I used to play ball with Carl, right here on the Zoom.
Yeah,
right
here. This is where it all started right here. We used to put up shots. New York, son.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of New York,
back in the old days, you know, I used to plug in my record in the devices and all that, you know?
Listen,
you know,
never forget
where you come from.
The whole damn studio has been pushed to New York.
Yeah. they moved it. Like, we showed up to the studios today and then there was nothing in there. It was completely empty. It was like an episode of
like Fresh
Succession.
Prince on the
Fresh Prince, yeah.
In the last episode, we had his hands in his pocket.
And we had to turn the lights off because they left the lights on for us to do that.
But we hope y'all are okay with this. Just for now, just for the next two seasons of the show. No, I'm just playing. We'll be back in the studio. As of now, we got to do it from the his house.
Yeah.
From the hizzy for shizzy.
This is great. We're getting so many spotteds. It's crazy.
Hell yeah.
We're like overwhelmed with spotteds.
We need them because I ain't seen nobody.
Do you have any? You ain't seen nobody? Spotted. I went to a friend's boyfriend show at a record store venue in Cypress Park last night. I was waiting to get a drink and someone walked by me. I thought, that girl looks like Billie Eilish. But that wouldn't have made sense. And do I even know what she looks like? I don't know. And it completely left my mind. Later, referencing someone's hair, I made the joke to my friend, oh, like Billie Eilish, I could never. And she goes, wait, are you mentioning her because she was supposed to be here tonight? And turns out Billie is friends with one of the other bands last minute, and they said they needed like 10 guest spots, and then she basically, is Billie Eilish pulled up. That's a star-studded weekend for me.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Black Talk T-shirt Billie Eilish.
Yo.
Very nice. Of Billie Eilish spot. I hope I spot Billie Eilish in the streets.
No, it was crazy. I think earlier in the first season, the first season of Gossip Kings, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But I spotted Billie Eilish too. Did I tell y'all about that? It was actually very similar the way she described it, because I was getting a COVID test on the Universal lot, and then I was like, man, that girl looks familiar, but I couldn't place it. Like, it was just like she said. Like, it was just like, I was like, why would Billie Eilish be standing right here? And then she had the green hair, and later I was like, wait a minute, doesn't Billie Eilish have green hair? And I Googled her, and it was like immediately I was like, oh, that was her. I totally saw Billie Eilish today. That was crazy. So me and Francesca, we got the same spotted taste. You know what I'm saying?
So that's good. Okay, I can tell you my spot. I could just say I saw this person. I can't tell you where I saw them. But you like Succession. You watch Succession.
Yeah, that's my show. I love that show.
So the lady who plays Jeri Kelman.
Oh, for real? That's my girl. Yeah, she's funny too.
She's good on the show?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, but she's been on a lot of stuff too. But Succession is like the big, big joint.
Yeah,
talk to her?
Yeah, we talked quite a bit.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
Oh, so all right. People are gonna try to figure out what this is now.
They can figure it out.
They'll
eventually figure it out. But right now, they're not gonna be able to figure it out.
That's cool.
And it is not Succession. So,
I know. Oh, man. If Kyle Tart is in a new season of Succession, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that
would be awesome.
That would blow me away.
It is not there.
Unless you're trying to throw us off for scent.
Yeah. It is not the show that I mentioned. You know the woman from Succession?
Yeah.
I met her
while I was doing Succession.
I didn't meet any of the other people.
Yeah. I only met that woman. We had one scene in a closet together, and that was it. But yeah,
7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah. I'm doing a show called 7 minutes in heaven on Sunday.
Speaking of shows, if you don't have nothing to do tonight, this episode's dropping this week. If you have nothing to do tonight, me and Lamar will be at UCB for the UCB Hip Hop Source Awards. We'll probably both be wine drunk because we'll be coming from an event that there will be wine at.
Who are you going to dress up as? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm lost.
This show snuck up on me quite a bit, but please come out. It'll be fun. Yeah. We promise.
Man, this whole week snuck up on me. it's like everything someone asked me to do like 2 weeks ago, I forgot about, and now it's all on this 1 week.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what? All this shit? But yeah, man, you know, so let's talk about Gossip Girl because we finally get, oh, we don't get to do our bells, huh?
What should we do? No bells. Like, we don't have no bells, and there will be humdingers in this episode, which is scary.
I know. You can ring my bell.
You're gonna have to put in some digital bells. Online cowbell, you're gonna have to put it in. Rochelle Shell is still here with us.
Hello.
She wanted to turn her camera off because she's currently doing homework and she didn't want to be distracted.
Yeah.
She has a tutor.
Yeah, right now. The only time we can record. This has been a busy week. It's been a busy week, and next week's going to be busy, too. Work is picking up. I didn't think work was going to be the way it is. This podcast is hard to squeeze into work. But we love y'all.
It's like in the middle of the day. Yeah. So what I was going to ask you is, okay, we've been watching Gossip Girl for 3 years now or however long. What did you think of two questions? What did you think of the casting choice for Serena's dad? And secondly, how did you feel finally getting to meet Serena's pops for the first time?
Okay, crazy. So since the episode started in, like, when we first heard about him, it was the 80s episode.
Yeah.
And there was another guy playing him who looks older than this guy. Now, this is a Baldwin brother, right?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember. He looked just, these dudes look alike. Because in my mind, I think back in the day when we first was talking about it, I was like, yo, wait till you see who plays Serena's dad. But in my mind, when I was hyping it, I was thinking of Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
But now I realize that that's not him. It's Stephen, maybe?
Is that Stephen Baldwin? Because Billy Baldwin is the crazy one, right?
Yeah, but he's also the one who, this also could be him, too. I think that's Billy, because Stephen don't look like, Steven's the one that actually is a more I actually can pick him out a little easier.
Let me see.
But I think Billy looks like Alec a little more.
It's not Steven.
Yeah, it's not, I think, Steven. It's Billy.
Yeah, this is not that guy. Wow, they faces all look the same. That's got to be tight to have. Oh, well, you got a sibling that you look a lot alike. How does that feel?
Yeah, we have the same face. Me and my sister, we in high school, it was like we look exactly alike. Like everyone thought we were twins. It's fun. It's cool. It's get to see. You just get to look at yourself. I get to see what I look like if I was a girl. I'd be like, oh, I'm a pretty girl.
my siblings don't fully look like me. We kind like you could kind of tell. Like if we're walking, you've met my siblings. They don't. We don't really look alike.
You have the same like presence in a room, but it's but you don't look the same. Like I wouldn't immediately be like, that's Carl's brother right there.
Yeah.
But but I don't know. It's a weird thing because it's like when you have somebody that looks exactly like you. It'd be interesting if you were if everybody was an actor though, and then we all were like, that's a weird thing how they're all actors and they're all in different things. And people are like, I don't know, the Baldwins, I guess.
Yeah. Which one is that? Now, which one is this? So he's the guy. Yeah. So he's the guy that. Yeah. He is the. In December 2022. As a part of Twitter files disclosure, it was revealed that on November 6th, the FBI's National Election Command post requested that Twitter take action with regard to Baldwin's Twitter account, along with 24 others, saying that it was being utilized to spread disinformation about the upcoming election.
What? Oh, wait. So is this one?
He's the crazy one.
Oh, dang. So he was holding it down, though. He's getting his act off, you know.
He was in his act bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was like, all right. It was kind of like, it's so weird now in context because now we have so much Baldwin context. But it just made me be like, man, I can't really see Lily getting with him. It don't seem like Lily's type, really.
Yeah.
But
it does, though, at the same time.
Oh, also going back to the 80s, I feel like it was a different Vanderwoodson guy they met. I don't think it was the same one that was her dad, because I think that was like a big confusion thing. This is another thing, if you could help us, Gossip Royalty, because I think in the original, they were trying to do a pilot or whatever. Or it was like they're saying that this was supposed to be its own pilot for another show, that flashback. And I think the Vanderwoodson character in the flashback is not Serena's dad. Because remember, we were confused. Like, yeah. We were like, how could that be Serena's dad? Like, there's no way that they could. She would be like, she would have to be like 40 years old now.
Yeah, so she probably was introduced to, yeah.
Yeah, I think she was introduced to Vanderwoodson through this Vanderwoodson, whoever brother. That is.
So that might have been her uncle or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you didn't like this episode, huh?
Man, this shit was trash. I thought it was just boring. I was just like, man, like, I was like, come on, give me something. And we spent so much, you know, it's such a humdinger at the last episode. Maybe it just sucked the energy out because it was like, okay, she ain't really was cheating. She's sick. It was kind of more sad.
But so see, like, okay. All right, we're going to talk about it because.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Dr. Estrangelove is what it's called. Dr. Strangelove. Yeah. Like from Dr. Strangelove. We know the reference.
Dr. Zayas. Is that what Dr. Zayas?
No.
I just know that Zayas. Reference from the census.
Dr. Zayas is Planet of the Apes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Dr. Zayas. What's Dr. Strangelove then? I don't know that shit.
Dr. Strangelove?
What's Dr. Savelove, Michelle? Where you at?
Dr. Strangelove is a book, ain't it?
And it get was your a ass back here, day? Michelle.
Okay, I'm here. It's a Kubrick film.
Yeah, man, Michelle in the kitchen cooking.
Are you really cooking right now, Michelle? Are you
no,
just...
I'm here. Oh.
All right.
Man, it feels like you could be doing anything right now.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay.
No, you don't have to. I'll just play.
So Jenny woke up at Nate's house wearing his shirt. And he's like, what you got my shirt on for?
Yeah.
I know, my shirt it's on. Like,
Nate is so dumb. He's just dumb. Like, what is she doing here?
What are you doing? Like, we supposed to be friends. Like, what are you doing? Why you got my shirt on? That's Serena's favorite shirt. And she goes,
She's like, yeah.
Tell me, okay, Rochelle, what is the deal with sleeping in dress shirts? I hate being in dress shirts. Is that shit really comfortable?
No. I don't think anyone likes wearing dress shirts.
Yeah. All them damn buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, come on, man.
The collar's all strong.
All
so wait, I don't understand. Wait, why? Is it more? You think it's more comfortable if it's like oversized though? Like if it's like you're like swimming in it? Maybe it feels like a bed sheet.
Maybe so. Like maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and then it's more like a power move or like claiming a guy.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I mean, I like it when girls wear my clothes though in bed, but I just don't like it when it's like. I don't want to see him in a dress shirt. That makes me think makes me feel like I'm at work.
You can leave your hat on. So she woke up. They eating breakfast. They didn't sleep together. He slept on the couch. He gave her the bed. That's very nice of him.
Yeah.
And like Jenny is something else, boy. So Lily back in action, baby. Lily back. She said Serena. She was like Serena was unplanned. Did you see that the camera cut to Serena when she said that? It's like, oh come on, you know you was unplanned, Serena. Shut your ass up.
Don't nobody wanted your ass.
Yeah. Well, she gonna tell
you. I was surprised they were like in cahoots. Like, oh yeah, because I didn't really know what happened yet. But
yeah,
because remember we were trying to figure out last time if they were like. If she was going to, like, shame her for this or if she was going to be, like, all good about it. But, but I guess we find out why, though.
She going to talk to Rufus. Tell her she's been cheating in the next room.
I've been lying to Rufus.
Yeah. So Blair throwing a party to meet a new guy. She done with Chuck. She's out of here. Yeah. She's throwing a whole party. And Dorota's like, man, don't do that shit.
Yeah. You ain't ready to move on. Like, chill out. Relax.
Chill out. Live your life. Take a seat. Relax your mind. Let your conscience be free.
Be free.
You're doing too much. You're doing too much.
Yeah, she's trying to move on. But.
Yeah. I like Dorota stepping in for her. Like, Dorota always going to be there for her. She's like, let's go feed the ducks. Like, you trying to throw this party?
Yeah, like, you don't need that. And also, like, it does make you think, like, man, Dorota really does, like, care about her. Like, it does make you be, like, last episode when Blair's mom was kind of tripping.
Yeah.
It's like, man, Blair's mom don't be nowhere in sight.
She don't be knowing shit.
It's like, do you know what your daughter's going through?
It's 10 p.m. Do you know what your daughter's going through?
but, yeah, that was funny when the waiter was like, she was like, "You would think I'm cute, right?" He's like, "Yeah, you're hot.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Wait there.
Wait there. Wait there." So the Baldwin brother shows up.
Yeah.
Billy Baldwin Van Der Woodsen. So
it is Billy, though, right?
It's Billy.
Did we confirm that? Okay.
Wait, let me go check again.
How many are there? Let's check. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
How many Baldwins are there? How do you think the other Baldwins are feeling about this case against Alec? You think they all got his back?
Somebody needs to talk to the Baldwins. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. Billy Baldwin. Married to China Phillips from Phillips, Wilson Phillips.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another sibling family famous thing. Maybe they connect with each other on being like the famous.
They connect with each other on being famous and crazy wing nuts.
Hilly.
Right wing nuts. All right, let me see.
Okay, here they are.
Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah. Steven is the young one. So, yeah, that's not Steven.
Yeah, it's him. It's Gossip Girl. William Van Der Woodsen.
What'd
you
say?
That's him. William Van Der Woodsen is William Baldwin.
Okay, got to
keep his name. He got to keep his name.
Oh, that's tight. All right.
So he shows up and Rufus is like, "Man, if you don't get the fuck up out of my house," and he's like, "My man, this is my house."
Yeah.
How would you feel about that? Like, what if you like got like you married a new person and you move into her place and you just kind of set up shop in her spot and her old man comes in and is like, "I mean, I built this house."
Yeah. Like I'm the one that made this whole bed. I put them pictures on the wall.
I put the Prada joint on the wall. You see the Prada joint right there? That's me.
Yeah, that's all me.
I put the Prada joint on the wall.
Well, you see how we on the 10th floor? I picked that. I decided that. We could have been on the 5th floor.
We could have been on the 5th. I don't know. The 9th.
As far as I'm concerned, he made his choice. He's out. You can't. This is my house now. I'm the new man. I'm in here. You don't get to come up in here. I set up a shop and everything.
What if it's in the South, though? What if it's like, I really built this house?
that brings up a good question. Am I paying rent? Is Rufus paying anything in this house, you think? Or is he just like...
He's making bolognese payments.
He's like, man, I paid with bolognese in this house. I don't know, man. Like, obviously, I'm going to take Rufus' side.
Yeah.
But...
Pair with bolognese and sausage.
Nah, sausage. I think I gotta be with. I'm with Rufus on this one. I'm like, you can't just be pulling up. I don't care how long you. I don't care how many if you built it or not. It's my house.
Now he didn't build this apartment building, but if it's a house, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I might get a little like if I'm coming back to see my kids, like, and I built the house. I'm like, man, I think I'm gonna walk up in here. Nah, I'm a knock.
Nah.
But you can't keep me out, like, because I built this.
Yeah.
Shit.
I would be like, I'd be like, look, I'm going to make you wait at the door for a few minutes. Then I'm going to get the door and I'll let you out, let you in. But, you know, don't be coming up. Don't be walking all in the house and shit, looking to checking shit out.
Yeah.
You got to stay in the living room.
Oh, y'all got this right here, huh? Let me run up to the room. I used to be in this. This used to be my office right here. But it's my office. It's my recording studio now.
Yeah, yeah. We used to. This is where I record my beef tracks against you, all my ops, how I'd be dissing y'all. And also, like, the way I see it is, home is where you make it. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
So this is the home where my heart is, so that's home now.
That's home now.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so Chuck gives Jenny a plan to break up Serena and Nate. So he's all in this. He's like, she's like, what do you get out of it?
Yeah.
I want my friend back. So he's going through it. He's trying to break them up because he literally just wants them to... he wants Nate back.
Yeah. And so, it makes sense. Like, Nate's kind of like looking down on him now because he's like, damn, I can't believe you did that shit.
Yeah.
But, and he's wifed up with Serena. He's like, I need a friend, y'all.
Damn, I just want my friend back. And my mind's gone half crazy because I can't leave you alone.
And I wonder if maybe you'll come home.
It looked like your drink was edited. Like, because your background is blurred, like you drinking out.
No, you can't look at this, Captain Morgan's.
Yeah, man. Chuck is a shiesty motherfucker. He knows that Jenny's just as shiesty as him. Both of them is poo shiesty. Both Chuck and Jenny is poo shiesty. They need to both have their poo shiesty masks on.
I feel like that shit also never works. Like, Can you, you think you're really breaking somebody up? Like break up a couple from the outside? I don't know. I feel like you wouldn't be able to. That don't mean you're going to get with that person.
I would feel so bad for that.
Yeah, like how that would always come between y'all. Like, if, let's say it worked, and then her and Nate got together, and then like, he found out.
Okay, let's talk a little. Let's get a little toxic with our with our gossip royalty. We can talk a little drama.
All right.
There may have been moments in my life where I was dealing with a woman who may have been betrothed.
Uh huh.
But I'm not betrothed.
How would you define betrothed? Like they may have been. Betrothed to another gentleman.
Okay. They may have been in a relationship, and we may have had a little bit of a situation. A situationship. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Not to put myself out there, not to put them out there. But right. I wasn't trying to break up their relationship.
What?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You see Michelle here saying,
turn on your camera, Rochelle. Rochelle, come on now. Is this crazy?
Carl's not talking to other men. No, all right.
I've been the other man before.
Rochelle, don't act like you've never been the other man. I've been. We all been the other person. I think. Let me think. I've been the other person once, but I never like. No, I didn't. It didn't happen. But it was like the person wanted to, and they were in a relationship. They were betrothed. And I really did like this person, but we never hooked up. It was like it was very much like what Jenny's going through. But I was like, oh, I couldn't like if I really wanted to, I could have sneakily broke their marriage apart. That would have been like, and then I would have been waiting there. But that doesn't work because I feel like it's like too much power. It's like God power. But your situation is like, I feel like the problem with Jenny and Nate different from your thing or what we're talking about is Nate don't like Jenny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nate's not into her like that. He may seem like it sometimes, but he's not into her like that. That's crazy to you, Rochelle?
I mean, did you know you were the other person?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's better than being the cheater.
I probably haven't known a couple times, but I knew. She knew. She's consenting adult. She knew what was popping. she hit me up. I didn't hit her up. She hit me up.
So they, when y'all were together, did she complain about her other to you?
Yep, as we're laid in bed, like on TV.
Yeah. It's like, man, he don't never watch Gossip Girl like you do with
me. Never been a married woman, but like a girl that's got a boyfriend or something like that. You know.
People be cheating. Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it 100. Right. Keep it 100.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I ain't never cheated, but like I'm telling y'all, there are so many girls I've been hit on who are in relationships. I know it for a fact. Yeah. And if you're gossip royalty, hit us up. Let us know if you've ever been cheated on or cheated. Let's see what the numbers are.
Be honest, and be honest about your cheating, okay?
Like, yeah.
Because I know, hey, listen, the majority of our gossip royalty are identify as women. And I want to get down to the nitty gritty in this Detroit city. I want to know who's out there cheating on your man in the DMs.
I want to know. You know why? Because I feel like here's what I think happens a lot. Like, I think a lot of people get in relationships young and they start to get tired of it. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to break up.
They don't want to break up. And you know what? Listen, man, I don't know. I'm not finna sit here and talk about my opinions on cheating because that'll get you in real trouble. But we want to know. We want to know. You can send it anonymous. That's not something that we're going to read on the air. That's something for me and Lamar's own personal knowledge bank.
So we can understand how the world works.
And you know, me and Lamar travel doing comedy. So if we're in your city, we might hit you up and see if we'll get a drink or something like that. But
and my mind's going crazy. Cause I can't leave you alone.
Damn, I just want my friend back. All right, you know what? That's a perfect time to take a break. Let's take a little break.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, The new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Where we left off at was Daddy Vanderwoodson up in Roof's house, and Chuck gave Nate a plan to break up Serena. No, Chuck gave Jenny a plan to break up Serena and Nate. So Lily finally gets home. She about to break my boy Rufus's heart.
I know. It's so ridiculous, too, because I like, even if she didn't cheat, it's still, like, low-key kind of selfish how she was doing him. Like,
yeah.
I mean, wait, I know she got cancer, but I'm like, damn. Like,
so, yes, that's the humdinger. Online cowbell. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Yeah.
Lily's got cancer.
Yeah. So they that's why she was with
him. That's why she was with him. But I don't. It's something about this that is.
Something's not right, right?
Something's
I feel
right.
It like I don't trust it. So what she's saying that she had cancer this whole time and CeCe never had cancer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And why would you not tell your husband?
Yeah, like I don't want to make people panic.
I understand that I don't want to make people panic, but why would you not tell your husband? Like, why are you just traveling for 6 months at a time, having him raise your kids?
Yeah.
Your wild ass kids, plus his own wild ass kids.
Yeah. No support. And also lead him to feel like you're cheating.
Exactly.
I mean, like, it's like you might as well tell him because he thinks you're cheating on him.
We haven't seen Jenny at Constance in a while. She's not going there no more.
Is she? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what she's doing. I think she's homeschooled now or something.
Oh.
But
I know she's trash bandicooting.
Yeah, trash bandicoot for sure.
You can tell her life is just going down, like. Oh my God. She's just falling. We're going to get to it, but just quickly, that shot where Dan saw Jenny at the party. It's just like, is that my sister? Like, he didn't even recognize her. It's just like,
Theater goes, who's that slut?
Yeah. Like,
damn.
He was like, oh my God. Theater Bay was wild in this episode.
Theater Bay was going nuts. What's crazy, okay, we're going to get to this, of course, but like, what's really crazy to me is that Theater Bay goes, after she tries, literally is like, Dan, I'm trying to smash. And I know you got a girlfriend, but I'm trying to smash. And then Jenny walks by and she goes, who's that slut? It's like, how you, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? What are you doing?
It was like, that was so like, she was just like on a rampage. She seemed so like she was just not focused, you know?
Not at all.
I guess she was trying to snake too. So that's another snake. So her and Jenny, they both were snaky.
They were snaking. Yeah, all y'all snaking out here.
It was two snakes in the garden at that party.
Yeah, absolutely. Snakes out here. Snakes on a plane.
Even though I will say, I kind of like Theater Bay for Dan.
I do too.
Yeah, as opposed to Vanessa.
Vanessa, I can't stand. She get on my nerves. You know she was bald head in the books.
Yeah. That is hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's like the more I didn't realize they were together this long. Like, this is like a real relationship. Like, when I try to name all the, because I feel like you're gonna, I mean, I won't spoil, I'm about to spoil shit.
Yeah, all right,
never mind.
Okay. Don't say nothing.
Nothing at all.
Give it
okay,
here.
What happened next?
Okay, so what happens next is Dan does not get in the tish. But Vanessa did.
Uh-oh.
She told him no. She said,
it right away.
Yeah, she said it right away. She ain't hide it from him. I thought she would have hid it from him. But he clearly, you know, he feels some type of way. And I understand that. I might be a little upset.
Especially if there's only one spot.
Yeah, there's only one spot. You got it. You didn't even want to be a writer like that. But she didn't want to be a documentary filmmaker, I guess. So Lily and Rue finally talk. And he's like, why didn't you tell me? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to be a gentleman about it because, like, I know you're sick, you're on your deathbed and shit, but you sort of told me, motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
That shit don't feel right.
Something ain't right. Something just ain't right. Nobody shows up to Blair's party. Chuck has declared a dating fatwa on her.
They were saying fatwa a little too much.
There were too many fatwas in here.
A fatwa is,
for those who don't know what a fatwa is, it is an Islamic order of, like, exile.
They kind of loose with their, like, Middle East politics on this show.
It is a legal ruling on a point of Islamic law, Sharia. Is Sharia law. A lot of people have heard of Sharia law. And it is, you know, given by a faqih, who's like a jurist. And, like, you know, it's a wild thing to say. To be like, declared a fatwa on me.
Salman Rushdie had a fatwa on him because he was talking shit. But, like, here's what's crazy. It's like Chuck got that. I keep forgetting how, like, because Chuck is so... whatever, he's Chuck Bass, but you forget, like, he's the man in these streets. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be like you about to go date Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-girlfriend. You know what I mean?
The man.
So she's out there, like, because Chuck wants Blair, man. He's hurting. It's just weird. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know what to feel, honestly.
I mean,
that's why I didn't like this episode.
It's tough.
It was confusing.
But it's getting to that part. I didn't hate it, honestly.
For real?
We'll talk about it. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
So, Jenny got the shirt hanging out her bag, like
this was a cartoon suitcase. she was like, all right, here she comes.
Let me put this. Oh, I stayed at a friend's house last night, and then Serena goes, ain't that Archibald's shirt? And then she picks it up, and it got Archibald on the tag.
That is insane. Is that normal for rich kids to put their name in their shirt like that?
Like in great, I guess so. What is that, monogram? Is that what that's called? I don't know.
I'm putting it on the tag
on all my Dodgers and Clippers T-shirts. I'm just about to start putting Tart.
They're gonna be like, is that a Tart shirt? Were you sleeping at Tart's house last night?
You sleeping at Tart's house? Don't you have a boyfriend?
Oh yeah. Don't worry, I slept on the couch. I promise. They ain't gonna believe
it. No. So Dan runs into Theater Bay. Turns out he was the runner up, and she got some intel because she is the dad is on the council for it.
And also, I guess apparently the Vanessa did her submission based off Dan's play.
He kind of mentioned that. She's like, you know, you got to be original. But turns out she did write an original thing. So Nate shows up to Serena's house and they get into a fight, and Jenny's standing there watching them get into the fight. And she's like, yes, snake level one, snakes.
Back there slithering,
Remember in the Golden Child where they ripped down the shade and she was like a dragon lady? That shit used to scare the fuck out of me when I was a kid.
That shit is so scary. That's such a specific reference. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Everybody watch The Golden Child and tell me if you were scared at the end.
It was so gross.
Tell me if you're scared. It's so nasty. It's a half dragon lady at the end. I just spoiled that whole movie, but it came out in 1986. If you're going to watch it.
If you haven't seen it by now, then you deserve to be spoiled. Serena being Serena, though, because she's like, that's why it almost kind of works, because Serena's also being ridiculous tonight, where she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing with Jenny? He's like, I told you. It's like, why can't she just listen to him? She's not telling the truth.
You know? She's doing that Serena shit this episode where she's like, hey, trust me at all times, even though I'm lying to you. But why are you lying to me? Are you saying something to me? Yeah. I'm not lying to you. I think you're lying. But trust me, I'm lying.
Right.
Like, and it's like, shut up, Serena. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Nate really is a good guy, actually. And, like, he's such a good guy that even Chuck was like, look, you're going to have to break them up because he won't cheat on her.
He's not going to cheat on her. He's not going to sleep with you. And she's like, oh, great idea, Chuck. Chuckless.
I can't believe Jenny thinks this is going to work. I was so frustrated. I was like, what are you doing, Jenny? Like, you can't force love on nobody.
And this is what happens. So Jenny calls Chuck. They're plotting. He's like, be at the art gallery tonight. Be at the thing. And Blair pulls up on him about the fatwa. He denies the fatwa.
When you think I put a fatwa on you, you know, you don't put no fatwa on it. Yeah.
You know Vanessa had a bald head in the books, right?
Yeah.
So Theater Bay gonna get Dan in trouble.
Yeah.
Theater Bay.
Oh man, because she called her daddy. She was like, Daddy,
it's daddy. Me. Daddy. I want to Noompa Noompa now, Daddy.
No, you stole fizzy drinks. I could. That was great, Theater Bay. What is her angle too? She's just like, I want him and Tish with me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, Tish is so in the same school.
Very confusing. I don't understand how college works. It's like, didn't they already get into school?
Exactly.
It's like, what? I don't get this.
And this is where we get to. So it turns out Vanessa did write an original piece. And Dan about to get her kicked out of the thing when she actually deserved it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's doing his due diligence. He didn't really tell her. He was like, yeah, it was kind of based off of me. Like,
yeah, like he let that slip. I don't think this. Honestly, I'm on Dan's side this whole argument.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
He really, you could tell he was like, look, yeah, of course. Like, he's being honest. Like, of course I want that. I wanted it. But, you know, I ain't going to, you know, she wanted fair and square. So let her have it. But, you know, Vanessa still want to be all like aggro about it.
Yeah, exactly. I skipped over some shit. I skipped over the fact that Serena talking to her dad, she grilled him. I don't give a shit about any of this. I don't care.
Like their dynamic, it's like those scenes aren't working. Like maybe like I think we just didn't really like with Chuck and his mom, it was better because you know that Chuck has mommy issues, you know, and you know it's like connected to his character where like this one, I'm having a hard time connecting her dad to like the version of Serena I know. Yeah.
He was like,
so it's like a little weird.
I didn't like you on that horse at the polo match. I was like, that was the stupidest shit ever.
Yeah, like dad. What? Also, I don't believe shit he's saying. I don't believe Billy Baldwin for one second.
I don't believe any four of the Vanderwussens, any three of them. Like, I feel like they all screwing over Rufus. And I'm not and of course, Eric is so conveniently out of town again.
I know, the one person who could call all this shit out.
Yeah,
I
but feel he like wouldn't. Eric he still got his sister. He still got his sister and his mom's back.
I wonder how he feels about his dad, though. I wonder his opinion is on Big Billy Baldwin.
Yeah, because he's younger than Serena, so he might not really know him like that.
Yeah, he might be like, who is this man?
Who is this man? Get him out of here. So Chuck is plotting on Blair and Nate, and he going to go to the art party. Oh, Dan tried to fix things with Blair, try to fix things with Vanessa and Theater Bay when Blair walks in and they're going to go to the art party together now.
Yeah,
And Nate is also, he knows about the art, Chuck knows about the art party. So he's telling Nate to come to the art party, but he also said Jenny coming to the art party. So they all go to the goddamn art party.
I know, I love it. It was like Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
I was like, here we go, we're going down at the art party, baby.
How did everybody hear about this goddamn art party?
But it's so funny. It's so forced that like Blair's like, I can't date anybody in New York or in Manhattan. I have to go to Brooklyn.
Yeah,
they don't know me.
Well, the art party.
He's like, well, perfect. I got an art party for you. Somebody will definitely kiss you there. But yeah, Gossip Girl is nowhere to be found too. When Blair was trying to get that kiss,
I know.
He's like, where's Gossip Girl at?
So they had the art party. Dan, Blair, and Vanessa walk in. And Blair finna go get her freak on, but she don't know Chuck is at the spot too. And Danny talks to Theater Bay, so he goes over there and try to talk to her. And she's like, "Man, who gives a fuck about this girl? Like, we gonna get her kicked
Vanessa.
Out. Fuck her.
Yeah.
Like,
you know she was bald head in the books.
You know she's bald head in the books, right?" And then
Dan's like, "I don't care. She was my girl."
Yeah, and then that's when she does the Jenny thing. Who is that slut? It's like, God damn,
Theater Bay. That was insane. But it was so crazy. It was like in that moment I realized Dan has. I think, not to blame Dan, but I feel like the lack of Dan's presence in Jenny's life has a lot to do with what's going on. Because I was like, it almost felt like in that moment, I was like, Dan ain't really been there for Jenny anymore. Like he used to back in the day.
Like
Disney.
He used to be. I mean, she's insane, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair to Dan.
But he's like, Dan's been in his own world doing nothing. Bullshit. Yeah.
So the Vanderwilson women and men got some shit up their sleeve. They sitting there, and Rufus was like, I don't want him being a doctor no more. Like, get another doctor. We can go get another doctor. And they're all like,
this is the medical capital of this world.
This is the medical capital of the world. We got the best healthcare system in the world. Like, it's expensive,
it's America,
but it's good.
God damn it.
It's expensive, but we rich. We can pay for all that shit. Like, get another doctor. And then, like, they said, like, the cancer came back. And now he's sitting there, and Serena's like, Daddy Vanderwilson is like, yo, I want to be the doctor. And Serena was like, I want dad. And Lily was like, I also want dad.
I didn't like that. Like, I want that.
All right, you motherfuckers, man. I'm finna go to Roof Bay's house.
Like, she gotta, I'm gonna go holler at Roof Bay where there's no drama.
she just want me to beat it up.
Once Serena said I want daddy to do it, I was kind of like, what? Why does she get to say?
Exactly.
You don't know. You don't know how good of a doctor he is.
Yeah.
So, and so also, oh wait, real quick. I had a thought about Dr. Oh, didn't you think it was real convenient how she just happened to be sick right after that? Remember when Ruth went to the hotel?
Yeah.
And he was basically like checking him. He checked Billy Baldwin and was like, he's like, man, stay away. And then Serena left with him.
Yeah.
And then she just had, the cancer just happened to come back, right after that.
Got the results.
I didn't like that. Yeah.
I'm not trusting any of them. They all in cahoots with each other doing some shit. Because remember, the car ride, when Serena was first coming back, the car ride.
Right.
She basically, they were talking about some shit. And she's like, you going to tell Rufus, right? Yeah, you got to tell Rufus that how I spent my summer or whatever. And I don't know. I'm not trusting them. I'm not trusting them. It's going to break my boy Ruth's heart. I'm telling him, Rufus, go up and see Ruth Bay. I don't remember how that ended. I don't know if he ever actually smashed. I think he just left his scarf up there. But
yeah, he just left his scarf, and she was probably just, she tried to get him in trouble a little bit.
She was walking around with her Archer Ball shirt on, with her Rufus. Her shirt had Rufus on a tag.
Yeah, on a tag. I feel like Rufus got a shot though. I feel like if he wanted to, he could go holler at her.
Yeah, I'm team that. I'm team.
You know, Ruth Bay was Ballhead in the books.
Yeah.
Her name was also Ruth Bay in the books.
Yeah.
What if her name was Ruth Bay in the book?
In the book. Ruth Bay Der Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That nigga's stupid. Okay. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Woo! RBG. Recipe.
Where are we at now? Okay, so Serena calls Nate, and of course she do her Serena shit where she don't take accountability, but she mad at him, and she's like, Jenny was at it, and then she hangs up on him.
Oh, yeah, because Jenny was in the backdrop.
Yeah.
Like, What's Jenny doing there, man?
I'm hanging up on this shit. And he's like, if you just, like, talk to me for a second, I can. And so Jenny winning this shit now. Jenny's in her back.
It seemed like it's working a little bit. Like, I can always feel like it's about to work. It might work. I don't know. But the problem is he don't like Jenny.
He don't like her.
Chuck was like, you see Jenny over there? She looking good, huh? And he's like, he was like, no, I look like a child.
Yeah. He's fucking young. I'm not fucking with Jenny like that. So Vanessa and Dan get into it at the party. And Serena and Pops make up. And they like, I want you in my life. I don't know what the relationship I want it to be. And he's in the game. Blair tells Chuck off. She was about to kiss homeboy.
Yeah.
And she tells him off. She's like, yo, like, I'm not trying to kiss nobody right now. I'm still hurt, but I just know that I definitely ain't trying to kiss you. That shit is really over.
I think this is it, man. It feels like it. And also just like the fact that she couldn't do it. Like, she was really trying to kiss that dude. He seemed like a good guy too. Yeah. He's like, I'm with it. You want to make your homie jealous? Cool, let's do it.
But
ain't happening.
She was like, I'm game.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody and they said, I'm game, and then they said, I'm game?
She had a boyfriend. So Serena catches Jenny lying. So this shit is crazy. So Serena.
Yeah. I like this scene. This scene was funny.
Yeah. So they at the spot, and Jenny's like ragging on Serena, dogging her ass out, dragging her ass through the mud.
Yeah,
man, Serena ain't shit. You need somebody gonna treat you right.
I would never do you like that.
I would never do you like this. I would never do this. You need somebody gonna treat you good. Look how Serena be treating you. Look what she be doing. Oh, stanky, dusty ass, fucking dirty blonde ass, fucking skinny ass, motherfucking
tall, no accountability ass. Look at that with her rich ass penthouse and her mama got cancer.
What if she said that? Got cancer. What a random ass roast. Like, she was going off, and then she was like, kiss me. And Nate said, Jenny, no.
Yeah.
And then Serena walks in and goes, Serena. And then she's still
the cowbells
mad at Nate.
In right here. Cowbells. That was a
digital
thing.
Cowbell.
Digital cowbell.
She still was going on at Nate's head. Like, why Jenny over here trying to kiss you? I don't know what the fuck Jenny doing. You see how he kiss her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know she saw him say no. right? Like, she had that was to. Very, it's very clear. He
she
said
saw the
no
whole shit, and then she saw, she had to see him go, Jenny, no.
Yeah.
And then she's like, excuse me.
That shit pissed me off. It's like, can't you see how good of a guy this is?
Man. Serena is something else, boy. She's a handful. Yeah. She's a handbasket.
She's so whack, so yeah. selfish, you know?
Yeah.
We got to get Blake Lively on the show. We got to talk to her. I got a bone to pick.
I want to know
what it's like for Blake to play a character that unlikable.
Yeah.
But we'll get her on the show. Don't you guys worry.
Yeah. So some other shit pops off. We get the little montages and everything. End of the episode montages. But then we get Daddy Vanderwoodson walking down the street, and he's like,
yeah,
I'm going to need another prescription. This one didn't work. Also, I'm sure the authorities wouldn't like to know what you've already been doing. I'm like, man, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, what is that?
Is he poisoning her?
Man, I don't even know. I have no idea. I don't remember any of this shit, but I will say it felt like a humdinger to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely like, Roof is in his bag, in his rights to be not trust this cat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know what, I actually wanted to know what happened between him and Roof in the past, because I feel like they have beef, or they had some kind
rival
of altercation.
Bands or something. I'm trying to figure out what this cat wants, man. Like, something ain't right. Like, are you poisoning her, or are you getting like under the table medicine for her?
Oh, like maybe he's like getting it cheap or something or whatever. Or maybe it's like, oh, what if he's doing like a new type of drug that's, remember they were saying it cured her?
Yeah.
Or like she was good. Maybe it was working, but it's not FDA approved. I have no idea. I don't know.
We gonna see.
But all I know is I just know that we can't trust that man. That's what I know for sure.
Yeah.
The only person we can trust is Eric.
Eric and Rufus. And the dude that Blair was about to kiss at that party.
Yeah. yeah, he seemed to be pretty honorable.
So he's like, what do you give this
one? Okay. I'm going to give this one because I was so hyped to see Serena's dad come back. And I guess when I first saw that, maybe that's probably where you were last time, like how you did like it. I probably felt that way the first time I saw it. Maybe the second time it just didn't land the same way. So I'm going to give it a 3, just a clean 3 XOXO.
Okay,
XOXO. Yeah.
I didn't hate the episode. I didn't hate it. I'm going to give it a solid, clean 3.12694.
Oh, no. all right. You ready?
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO. 1234. What do you give it, Shelly? Where are you at? Man, Shelly back there cooking cocaine in the pot.
No, I've been here the whole time. I've been sitting here. I like seeing Rufus and the Baldwin fight over Lily. So I'll give it a clean 3.25.
3.25.
Yeah, I want to see them come to blows. I want to see them go in on each other. Lily causing problems. All right.
We can't fully sync our XOXOs on this on the Zoom recording, so hopefully everybody still gets the point. But 3.25, okay. We got it. So that's XOXO.
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 Oh,
and she
nice
likes that because she likes to get the snake sound at the end, because
snakes.
Rochelle is a snake too, just like Jenny.
She's snaking all these. Right, man, when you see Rochelle walking down, keep your girl, your boyfriend close.
Yeah, keep your ankles covered because she's coming for that Achilles.
All right.
We got
okay,
news?
Here's the news. Yeah, all right, big news day. So T.I. says, T.I. defends his son and says, look, man, get off my son's back. We all got bad kids. So my question is, who do you think of all of our characters, like our high school characters, would have the baddest kid if they had a kid?
Oh, my gosh, Chuck.
You think so?
Well, no, Serena's going to have a bad kid, because I feel like that she's going to have a daughter and she's going to be worse than Jenny.
Yeah, I think I think Chuck would try to make up for the sins of his father.
Yeah.
and then I think Dan, I don't know if he'd be good. I feel like he would try to rebel against how Roof took care of him.
Yeah.
And then would like try to be different, but it would ruin the kid's life. Okay. Walmart. So Walmart is raising their minimum wage, getting people paid out here. So let's say you worked at Walmart, Carl, and you worked there 9 to 5. Who would you want from this cast to work there with you?
I think if me and Nate worked at Walmart together, we'd have a good time.
Yeah, yeah, I work in the sports section.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good one. I would work with, me and Eric would get along. We'd be kicking at the cash registers, I feel like. And then I'll be like, yo, can you get me a refund real quick, Eric? He's like, I can't do that. That's not my job.
I feel like if Jenny worked with me, I would hit her up and be like, hey, can you grab my check? I'm not going to be able to get over there today, but I'll come pick it up. And then I would like go try to get it from her house. And she'd be like, actually, they didn't have checks yesterday, but she already cashed my shit and spent this shit. Pay advance.
Yeah, she'd be like, I don't know what happened. Next day you see her wearing this like really nice watch. Yeah, and you're like, interesting.
Yeah. Who else would be tired? Let's throw some of the. Okay. I want to work at Walmart with Theater Bay.
Yeah, Theater Bay causes drama. I like Theater Bay. Don't give a fuck.
I feel like Ms. Carter honestly, be my manager at Walmart.
You know, I feel like Theater Bay is really just about the art. I think she just was like, Dan's a better writer. he should be the one to be in the school. Like, Vanessa ain't shit. All right, yeah, I don't want to work with Vanessa because I think she's that type of employee that, like, if she see you take, like, an extra 5 minute on your break, she going to tell on you.
She gonna tell. It's whack. Not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You're on people company time.
Yeah. And then Lily, I think she'd be a good little, like, operations manager, like not the store manager, but the one who's right under the store manager.
Oh yeah, scheduling. You could go to her and be like, "Hey, I got a thing. I got a comedy show tonight. Could I switch shifts?" Yeah. And she'd be like, "I'll see what I can do."
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's gonna be a slow night. We're overstaffed, so you don't have to come in. It's fine.
Like, Roof Bay would be good. I call it Roof Bay, not Roof Bay, but Roof Dog would be dope because I think Roof could bring his bolognese in. He would bring treats and shit for us.
Yeah,
yeah, it'd be a good little. We should repitch this show as Gossip Girl Walmart edition. Yeah.
Everybody works at Walmart.
Yeah. All right, that's it for the news. That's all I got.
Yeah. We keeping these Zoom episodes short and sweet because we ain't in there kikiing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We got to keep it tight on Zoom.
We at the house chilling at our own damn houses. And I got video games to play. So that's it for this episode of XOXO Gossip Kings. We winding down. We getting close. We're on episode 20 next week of season 3. So we about to be in season 4. I bet you the season finale of this season is going to be a real big humdinger with Lily and them. Going to be a humdinger with Chuck and Blair. I bet you that shit ain't over yet. It's going to be humdingers.
It's going to go down. Like I feel like we're revving up. So far, I feel like this is my favorite season.
Yeah.
Season was rough. But this is definitely my favorite season so far.
As our great sister queen, Nicki Minaj, said, it's going down basement. And we'll be back next
Friday.
Did
she say that?
Yeah, she did.
Next Friday with another humdinger. Get your bells ready.
Yeah, get your bells ready. So we got some fun guests coming in next week, too. So y'all will be all right.
It's
going to be fun. We love you. You love us.
Goodbye.
Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.